I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack.
So today we have a queso, and I think this might be maybe the third queso.
Maybe the second. We definitely had one that we really loved. That was from Whole Foods. I think that was one of our favorite snacks on this show overall. I kind of feel like we had another one, but I'm not sure. But anyway, this is a Rico's brand queso pronto with tomatoes and jalapeno peppers. It seems very branded on the speed with which it can be prepared, which seems kind of odd to me because I feel like all queso is pretty pronto. Like, I don't know what makes this queso any more pronto than any other queso. But yeah, the lid says in queso emergency. Open lid.
Yeah, and et cetera. I suppose like the other one that we had, which was really good, that was Lee, I think, L-E-I-G-H, I think was her name. I think there was a first name involved in there somewhere. It was one that we got from Whole Foods. That one was delicious, actually. That was a white queso that I think we really enjoyed and have bought again multiple times since then.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. I think one of the best quesos I've had, you know, in or out of restaurants.
Yeah. This one I'm a little more skeptical of. This one is a yellow queso, not a white queso. I think generally I prefer white quesos. I don't know if you...
Definitely agree. I think, you know, this is more of like a Tex-Mex sort of queso with a lot of tomato in it, as well as jalapeno.
Yeah. It is also... This was actually in the like Latin American section of the international aisle of our local Publix, for whatever that's worth. It is from San Antonio. So presumably there's some level of authenticity to it, but...
It was Lee Oliver's white hot queso with roasted jalapenos in episode 83.
That's the one.
For context, by the way. So if anybody wants, like, you know, this may or may not be good, but if anybody wants, like, you know, a certainly good queso, check that one out.
Yeah. And this one we are eating with some organic white corn tortilla chips that I believe are from Trader Joe's. Yeah. Which is obviously not being reviewed in this.
Give it a try. Right off the bat, the texture is a little bit goopier than I would like the queso to be.
Yeah, but that's, I think that's on the style of this queso, right?
Oddly mild in flavor.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not, it's definitely not bad, but it's not, like, that unique, you know? Yeah. Like, it kind of tastes... Not that much different from what I would expect, like a Tostitos queso to taste like, you know?
I honestly think Tostitos is better than this.
Tostitos queso. I feel like Tostitos is not that good either.
It's not that good at all. I just don't think it's any better.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. This is not good. It's not terrible either. It's, I think also, to be honest, I actually, like, will double down on...
White queso being better?
Yeah, strong preference for white queso.
By far. I just feel like this is, oddly lacking... in like cheesiness. Like it doesn't feel like the majority of this liquid here is of this substance is cheese. I feel like there's like, you know, filler.
Yeah. Do you think it actually is cheese?
I'm sure it is cheese, but
the first ingredient is cheese whey. There are a few cheeses on this ingredient list. We got Monterey cheese, Monterey Jack, and cheddar cheese. But yeah, there are a lot of other ingredients, and those are definitely like the ones that stand out the most.
Yeah.
When we were first warming up, I think I remarked that it visually resembled what you might get at like a bowling alley.
Bowling alley. Yeah, it is, in fact. That's what it is. I think it very much tastes as well like bowling alley queso. It's like,
I think it's a little bit better than a bowling alley queso, but it's nothing special.
Absolutely not. I think it's No, I really don't like it. I think I like it less than you do. It's missing something, and also has an oddly artificial flavor that I'm finding quite off-putting. Like almost like a chemical aftertaste, just a tiny bit there.
Yeah, I can see it.
I would not finish it. I would not finish this bowl or the rest of the container.
No.
And I would most certainly not buy it again.
No.
And I would recommend against it. I don't think there are any places where you're going to find this queso and not the other quesos nearby. And I would much rather try my chances with a random queso than buy this one. So
yeah, that's the thing.
Don't buy this queso.
That's the thing is that, like, so far, I don't know that I've had another great grocery store queso except for the Lee Oliver's.
Which is incredible.
It was really good.
Seek it out.
But I would say... Yeah, worth the drive. I would say that if you were going to go to the grocery store and buy a queso, you could probably just try another one and see if it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think you have a decent chance of being better than this because it seems like a below average queso.
Or at least comparable, and like at the very least, you'll have another reference point.
Yeah.
This is just, there's not no real relation to try.
So consequently, on the scale of store-bought quesos, I'd give this one like a 4.
Yeah, it's a lot of really bad stuff out there.
Yeah, that's what a 3, 2, and 1 are for.
Yeah. Fair enough. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.